All right, welcome to another deep dive. Today we're going to be tackling something I think a lot of us struggle with, staying motivated on YouTube. And especially when it feels like your channel's growth has plateaued.
Mm-hmm.
One of our listeners actually sent in this great video by Sean Cannell from Think Media, and it really hit home for me.
Yeah, it's definitely something that I think most creators grapple with at some point, you know, that feeling of like, am I doing enough? Is anyone even watching?
Exactly. And it's so easy to get caught in that comparison trap, which Sean says is like the first hurdle to overcome. And I have to admit, like, I find myself scrolling through channels and I'm like, wow, they're killing it. What am I doing wrong?
Yeah, no, it's totally natural to look around, but what's fascinating is how that comparison often like misses crucial context. You know, the video actually points out that comparing, like, a hyper niche business channel, to say, you know, a massive entertainment channel is like apples and oranges. They might both be successful, but their growth trajectories will look completely different.
That makes a lot of sense. But how do you avoid that mental trap when it feels like everyone's just shouting about their subscriber count?
Well, Sean tells this great story about reviewing channels for creators who claim to be stuck. And he pulls up their analytics and he finds that they've gained 23,400 views and 87 new subscribers in just a month. And he's like, that's not stagnant, but their perception was just like so skewed by what they were seeing other people doing.
It's like we need a reality check sometimes. I bet some of our listeners are doing way better than they think they are, but maybe they're just focusing on the wrong metrics.
Exactly. Sean really encourages us to look for those viral for me moments. Even if it's not a video hitting millions of views, maybe it's a video that just gets significantly more engagement than your usual content. That's still a win. It shows your content is resonating.
Okay, so we're fighting the comparison game and reframing how we view success. But how do we actually translate that into consistent action when motivation dips?
This is where the rubber meets the road, right? So Sean's next tip is all about ditching the overthinking and just getting to work. He argues that inaction basically feeds demotivation. So like breaking that cycle is key.
Yeah, but sometimes the thought of like creating an entire video, editing it, promoting it, it can feel so overwhelming.
Absolutely. And that's why he suggests shifting from results-based goals to action-based ones. So instead of fixating on reaching a specific subscriber count, you know, focus on something like, I'm going to upload 2 videos a week for the next month.
It's about creating smaller wins that build momentum. It reminds me of that saying, how do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time.
Exactly. He uses this quirky analogy of flossing just one tooth. It sounds silly, but the point is that taking that tiny action often makes it easier to just keep going. It's the same with YouTube. Write one sentence of your script. Edit 1 minute of footage. Those small steps lead to bigger progress.
I love that. Okay, so we're taking action. But sometimes I sit down to edit and just feel stuck, like my creative energy is totally zapped. Any advice for those moments?
So Sean's next piece of advice is about creating a routine. That helps you get in the zone. He shares his own personal routine, going for walks, cutting out junk food, staying hydrated, listening to inspiring content. It's about setting yourself up for success creatively.
It's like creating that mental and physical space where you can really tap into that flow state.
And it doesn't have to be complicated. The key is just to find what works for you. Maybe it's starting your day with a quick meditation or ending it with a brainstorming session. It's about those little rituals that signal to your brain, okay, it's time to create.
So we've tackled comparison, shifted our perspective on success, embraced action, and now we're building routines. Is there anything else we need to stay motivated on this wild YouTube ride?
Well, Sean reminds us that reasons come first, results come second. It's all about remembering your why.
Yeah.
You know that initial spark that ignited your YouTube journey? Why did you start creating in the first place? Was it to help others? To express your creativity? To build a community? Or maybe even to capture some sort of history and legacy?
I think a lot of creators lose sight of that amidst the algorithm changes and the pressure to grow. But tapping back into that passion is crucial.
It's like reconnecting with the heart of your content. And that's where I think we should pick up after a short break, how to reignite that creative fire and rediscover the joy in creating.
Sounds good to me. So we're back, and I'm still thinking about that idea of remembering your why, because it's just so easy to get caught up in the hustle of YouTube and kind of forget that initial spark of passion that got us all started.
Yeah, it's almost like we trade that intrinsic motivation, you know, the pure joy of creating, for that extrinsic validation of views and subscribers.
So how do we reconnect with that inner drive when it feels lost in the algorithm abyss?
Well, Sean offers a couple of like really practical strategies. One is to revisit the positive comments that you've received from your audience, because sometimes just like one heartfelt message reminding you that your content made a difference, it can really just reignite that sense of purpose.
I actually started doing that recently, and it's been a game changer. It's so easy to just focus on the negative comments, but seeing those messages of gratitude really helps to shift your perspective.
Totally. It's a powerful reminder that you're not just creating content into a void, right? You're connecting with real people. And even if it's just a handful, you know, your work is making a positive impact.
That's so true. Sean also suggests revisiting your early videos, you know, the ones you made before you were even worried about lighting or editing or algorithms, just like pure, unadulterated creativity.
Yeah, there's something so freeing about those early videos. They capture that raw enthusiasm, and they can remind you of like the fun that you were having when you first started. It can be really inspiring to see how far you've come and just reconnect with that sense of playful experimentation.
I think that's something I need to do more of. Sometimes I get so caught up in trying to make everything perfect that I just forget to have fun with it.
Yeah. Right, and that's where the magic often happens. Seanus talks about injecting more playfulness into your creative process, trying new things, breaking out of your comfort zone, allowing yourself to be a beginner again.
It's like giving yourself permission to make mistakes and learn from them. And, you know, those mistakes sometimes turn into the most unexpected and engaging content.
Exactly. Authenticity shines through when you're genuinely enjoying the process, and your viewers can sense that energy, and it just makes your content that much more compelling.
So, okay, we've talked about practical strategies like revisiting comments and early videos, but are there any mindset shifts that can help us rediscover that why?
Yeah, this is where I think the concept of flow state comes in. You know, Sean's advice about routines earlier is really all about creating the conditions for flow. When you're in flow, you're fully immersed in the creative process. Time seems to disappear, and you're just completely absorbed in what you're doing.
It's that magical state where ideas just flow effortlessly, and you feel completely in sync with your creativity. But how do you actually get there?
Well, it's different for everyone, but it often involves like eliminating distractions, setting clear intentions, and just finding a rhythm that works for you. For some people, it's listening to music. For others, it's being in nature. And for others, it's having a dedicated workspace where they can just really focus.
It's about creating that environment where you can let go of self-doubt.
Yeah.
And just allow your creativity to kind of take over.
And when you tap into that flow state, it's almost like your why reveals itself naturally. You're no longer forcing it. You're just allowing your passion to guide you.
It's like that quote, "The desire to create is a need, not a want. It's something that's deep within us. And when we remove the obstacles and create the space for it to emerge, it's truly magical."
I think that's a beautiful way to put it. And it actually leads perfectly into the next piece of Sean's advice. He recommends checking out a few books that kind of explore these themes in more depth.
Oh, I love a good book recommendation. Which ones does he suggest?
He mentions three in particular: Show Your Work by Austin Kleon, Do the Work by Stephen Pressfield, and The Wisdom of the Bullfrog by Admiral William McRaven.
I've actually read Show Your Work.
Yeah.
And it's fantastic. It's all about embracing vulnerability, sharing your process, and connecting with your audience on a more personal level. It really encourages you to just put yourself out there and let your creativity shine.
Yeah, and Do the Work is all about overcoming resistance and procrastination. You know, those inner voices that tell us we're not good enough or that our ideas aren't worth sharing. It's a powerful reminder to just take action and let go of perfectionism.
I haven't read The Wisdom of the Bullfrog, but it sounds intriguing. What's the main takeaway from that one?
Well, based on what Sean shares, it seems to be about embracing challenges, developing resilience, and staying focused on your goals even when things get tough. It's about cultivating that inner strength and determination that helps you push through those moments of self-doubt.
These all sound like great additions to my reading list. I'm always looking for new ways to stay inspired and motivated, especially on this sometimes rocky YouTube journey.
And remember, it's a journey, not a destination, right? There will be ups and downs, moments of doubt, and moments of triumph. The key is to keep learning, keep growing, and keep reconnecting with that why that fuels your passion.
So what stands out to you from all the advice we've explored so far? What resonates most with your own experiences as a content creator?
For me, it's the emphasis on embracing the process. and finding joy in the journey. It's so easy to get caught up in the outcome, the views, the subscribers, the validation, but ultimately, it's the act of creating that truly matters.
I completely agree. And it's something I need to constantly remind myself of. When I'm feeling stressed or overwhelmed, I try to remember that initial spark of excitement that made me want to start creating in the first place.
Yeah, and it's amazing how that simple shift in perspective can just reignite your motivation and help you fall in love with the process all over again.
It's like rediscovering that childlike sense of wonder and playfulness that we often lose sight of as adults.
And sometimes that's all it takes to breathe new life into your creative endeavors.
Well said. This has been such a thought-provoking conversation, and I know our listeners are gleaning some really valuable insights. But before we wrap up this deep dive, I want to kind of bring it back to our listener who submitted this topic. What's one key takeaway they can walk away with today?
I think the most important message is this. You are not alone. Every creator faces challenges, doubts, and moments of demotivation. But by focusing on your own journey, celebrating your wins, and reconnecting with your why, you can overcome those hurdles and create content that truly lights you up.
Beautifully said. And I think it's a message we all need to hear from time to time. So to our listener, thank you for submitting this topic. We hope this deep dive has provided you with some actionable strategies and a renewed sense of inspiration.
Absolutely. And remember, even if you're just starting out or feeling stuck, you have the power to create something amazing.
We believe in you.
So moving on to the final part of Sean's advice, he actually touches on something we haven't talked about yet. The external pressures that can sometimes, you know, zap our creative energy.
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah, we've talked a lot about internal motivation, like finding your why and getting into a flow state. But we haven't really addressed those external factors.
Right, because it's impossible to ignore the impact of the algorithm, the constant chase for views and subscribers, and that feeling of needing to constantly perform for an audience.
Yeah, it's easy to get caught in that cycle of chasing external validation, which Sean actually addresses in the video. He talks about how our culture often glorifies those massive viral moments, those overnight success stories that make it seem like everyone's hitting millions of views except for you.
It creates a very distorted view of success, you know?
Yeah.
And it can lead to a lot of unnecessary pressure and self-doubt, especially for creators who are just starting out or are working in niche areas.
It's like we're constantly bombarded with these unrealistic expectations. And it can be really discouraging when your own channel isn't growing at that exponential rate. But as we've discussed, there's so much more to success than just going viral.
Absolutely. You know, it's about building a community, creating content that you're passionate about, and enjoying the process along the way. And sometimes those smaller, more personal wins, what Sean calls viral for me moments, are the ones that truly fuel our creative fire.
It's like finding that sweet spot where you're creating content that you genuinely love, and it's resonating with an audience who appreciates it, even if it's not a massive audience. And those moments of connection, those genuine interactions with your viewers, it can be incredibly rewarding and motivating.
It's about shifting your focus from the numbers to the impact you're making, even if it's a small impact. Because at the end of the day, it's those connections that make the YouTube journey worthwhile.
So as we leave our listener today, I want to circle back to something we touched on earlier, taking action. What's one small step our listener can take right now to reignite their YouTube journey?
I would encourage them to think about that one video idea that's been simmering in the back of their mind, the one they keep putting off because it feels too ambitious or too out there.
The one that they're secretly excited about.
Yeah.
But a little afraid to share with the world.
Exactly. And instead of overthinking it, I would challenge them to just take that first step, write the script, film a few clips, or even just jot down some bullet points. Just get that creative energy flowing and see where it takes you.
Don't wait for the perfect moment or for motivation to magically appear. Just take action and trust that the momentum will build from there. And remember, you don't have to do it alone.
Reach out to a fellow creator for support. Join a community of like-minded individuals. Or simply share your ideas with a friend or family member who believes in your vision. Sometimes just having that external encouragement can make all the difference.
Beautifully said. So, to our listener who was on this YouTube journey, we want to leave you with this. You have the power to create something amazing. Embrace your unique voice, share your passion with the world, and never stop exploring, experimenting, and evolving.
And remember, the world needs your creativity. So keep going, keep creating, and never give up on that spark that ignited this journey in the first place.
We're so excited to see what you create. That's it for this deep dive on staying motivated on YouTube. Thanks for joining us.
So moving on to the final part of Sean's advice, he actually touches on something we haven't talked about yet. The external pressures that can sometimes, you know, zap our creative energy.
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah, we've talked a lot about internal motivation, like finding your why and getting into a flow state, but we haven't really addressed those external factors.
Right, because it's impossible to ignore the impact of the algorithm, the constant chase for views and subscribers, and that feeling of needing to constantly perform for an audience.
Yeah, it's easy to get caught in that cycle of chasing external validation, which Sean actually addresses in the video. He talks about how our culture often glorifies those massive viral moments, those overnight success stories that make it seem like everyone's hitting millions of views except for you.
Yeah, it creates a very distorted view of success, you know, and it can lead to a lot of unnecessary pressure and self-doubt, especially for creators who are just starting out or working in niche areas.
It's like we're constantly bombarded with these unrealistic expectations, and it can be really discouraging when your own channel isn't growing at that exponential rate. But as we've discussed, there's so much more to success than just going viral.
Absolutely. You know, it's about building a community, creating content that you're passionate about, and enjoying the process along the way. And sometimes those smaller, more personal wins, what Sean calls viral for me moments, are the ones that truly fuel our creative fire.
It's like finding that sweet spot where you're creating content that you genuinely love, and it's resonating with an audience who appreciates it, even if it's not a massive audience. And those moments of connection, those genuine interactions with your viewers, it can be incredibly rewarding and motivating.
It's about shifting your focus from the numbers to the impact you're making, even if it's a small impact. Because at the end of the day, it's those connections that make the YouTube journey worthwhile.
So as we leave our listener today, I want to circle back to something we touched on earlier, taking action. What's one small step our listener can take right now to reignite their YouTube journey?
I would encourage them to think about that one video idea that's been simmering in the back of their mind, the one they keep putting off because it feels too ambitious or too out there.
The one that they're secretly excited about but a little afraid to share with the world.
Exactly. And instead of overthinking it, I would challenge them to just take that first step. Write the script, film a few clips, or even just jot down some bullet points. Just get that creative energy flowing and see where it takes you.
Don't wait for the perfect moment or for motivation to magically appear. Just take action and trust that the momentum will build from there. And remember, you don't have to do it alone.
Reach out to a fellow creator for support, join a community of like-minded individuals, or simply share your ideas with a friend or family member who believes in your vision. Sometimes just having that external encouragement can make all the difference.
Beautifully said. So to our listener who is on this YouTube journey, we want to leave you with this. You have the power to create something amazing. Embrace your unique voice, share your passion with the world, and never stop exploring, experimenting, and evolving.
And remember, the world needs your creativity. So keep going, keep creating, and never give up on that spark that ignited this journey in the first place.
We're so excited to see what you create. That's it for this deep dive on staying motivated on YouTube. Thanks for joining us.